Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ, good God day to all of you. This day is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and all honor and all worship and all praise to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought and any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you an opportunity to get your study tools ready, as we always do at this time of the day when we come together to study the Word of God. And we'll come back with a word of prayer and get right into today's lesson. Amen. Trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their study tools, Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper of that nature, all the things that we use to study the Word of God with, as we always do. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time, this opportunity that you have given unto us on this day. This is the day that you have created especially for us, because you loved us so much. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for being in the land of the living. We thank you for being able to open our eyes and breathe and move in you, O God, for it is in you that we live, it is in you that we move, and it is in you, Lord Jesus, that we have our very being. Lord, we ask that you look on the audience, the listening audience right now. Touch each and every one and their families, O God, and everything that is connected to them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your Spirit as only as you can. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for bringing them peace. Thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon them and their households, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for giving us strength and endurance to go through, to get through what we are going through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for hope, for you are the hope of glory, Lord Jesus. And as we keep our eyes focused on you, we focus on hope. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us on this day. Lord, let our light so shine that is in us so that people may see you and glorify you, Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they see you operating through us on this day. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence, for you are the teacher. And we thank you for teaching us and bringing us into all truth. Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day, as we give this day and this time back to you, O God, as you have so graciously given it to us. This we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's study session will be coming from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. And we will also touch on two other scriptures, John 14:27 and 1 Corinthians 14:33. And of course, I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and all of you can follow along with me in your translations as we study the Word of God together on this day. It is a joy, and truly you all are a blessing to this ministry. And we ask, you know, please do not hesitate to email us or call us to let us know that this ministry has been a blessing to you. Our email is harvestnlc@gmail.com, or you can reach us via telephone at 214 area code 897-9554. That's area code 214-897-9554. Amen. Let's go into the Word of God. Let's get into Matthew chapter 8, and let's read verses 23 through 27. And it says here, "And after he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly, behold, there arose a violent storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered up by the waves. But he," talking about Jesus, "was sleeping." Let's stop right there at that verse 24, for a second. I want you to imagine what type of turbulence that boat was going through when there arose a violent storm on the sea. It didn't say there just arose a storm, but the scripture says, "And suddenly, behold, there arose a violent storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered up by the waves." Imagine that turbulence. But Jesus was sleeping. In the midst of the boat rocking, in the midst of the boat being covered by the waves, in the midst of the screams of the crew members, in the midst of all of that, Jesus was sleeping. Verse 25, "And they went and awakened him." His disciples went and awakened him, saying, "Lord, rescue and preserve us. Preserve us. We are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you timid and afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he got up out of his sleep. He got up and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great and wonderful calm, a perfect peaceableness. And the men were stunned with bewildered wonder and marveled, saying, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace. And he's not known as the Prince of Peace for nothing. John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. Do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." What kind of peace is the Jesus Christ kind of peace? Let's meditate on that for a little bit. What kind of peace is the Jesus kind of peace? You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says, "For he, God, is not a God of confusion and disorder, but he is a God of peace and order." We also know that scripture says that where there is confusion, there is every evil word. Let's go back to John 14, 27, and let's look at the Jesus kind of peace. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you." Now that word peace has a Greek lexical aid after it in my Bible of 1515. That's 1515. And it is the Greek word eirene, spelled E-I-R-E-N-E. And it means peace, quietness, rest, peace and harmony, peace of mind, tranquility, arising from reconciliation with God and a sense of divine favor. Peace, meaning health, welfare, prosperity, and every kind of good. The God of peace means the author and giver of blessedness. Our God is the God of peace. When we follow the way of peace, we know we are following him. For Jesus is the Prince of Peace. This is how we can know that we are being led by the Holy Spirit. He will give us peace. We will have a settledness in us. We will be settled. We will not be agitated, as it says in John 14, 27 in the Amplified Classic Edition. It says, "Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." Notice all of those things do not exemplify peace. When you're agitated, disturbed, fearful, intimidated, cowardly, and unsettled, you are not at peace. go back to Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. And verse 24 is the verse we want to focus on. It says, "And suddenly, behold, there arose a violent storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered up by the waves." But he, talking about Jesus, was sleeping. We are to follow the example of Christ. This is an example of how God wants us to be in the middle of circumstances, tests, trials, tribulation. He wants us to be at peace and have His peace. Can you imagine the extreme turbulence that boat was in while on the sea? That was an intense storm. So much so that the boat was being covered by the waves. Can you see the disciples scrambling on deck, screaming, yelling at one another, hoisting the sails, doing what they have to do to keep the boat from capsizing? Can you imagine all of that? And in the midst of all of that, Jesus was sleeping. You know, my mother and I were talking, Minister Ruth Ellis and I, we were talking. And she told me, she said, you know, there's a little story about a king who asked various artists that he had summoned to paint a picture of peace. He wanted to know what peace looked like. And one artist painted a field of flowers. And he said, that's nice. That's peace, but that's not what I'm looking for. Another artist painted something else. You know, a calm sea with a little boat in it and, you know, quiet, serene scene. He said, that's nice, but that's not really what I'm looking for. And then this one particular artist painted a picture. And the picture that he painted was this. It was a picture of a storm. Lightning, ominous clouds, rough waves. And over off in the corner, on the shore, he painted a tree. And in that tree, he painted a nest. And in that nest, he painted a bird. Bird was sound asleep. And the king said, that is what peace looks like. Same here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 through 27. Jesus was sleeping. The Prince of Peace in the midst of the storm. He commanded, and the winds and the waves obeyed. And the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Christ, for those of us who have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, lives, abides, and rests inside of us. He has made his abode in us, and he has given us his authority so that in the midst of a storm, no matter how violent and how much mayhem it causes, we can look at that storm and command, as Jesus did, peace, be still. In his authority, and the winds and the waves will cease. I want to close with John 14:27. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to learn more of you, to be able to sit at your feet, glean and eat the delicious, savory morsels of your word on this day, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to help us, to remind us of who you are in our lives. We know, Lord Jesus, and we recognize that you are the Prince of Peace in our lives. No matter what we face, the Prince of Peace resides in us and keeps us settled. We thank you for your peace that you have given unto us, your special peace, the stillness, the quietness, the settledness of you, so that we are not tossed to and fro in the midst of a storm, but we are steady and we are firm and we are anchored in you, O God, who is our firm foundation and solid. Thank you for keeping us steadfast and unmovable in the midst of the tests and the trials and the situations that we go through. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping our eyes focused on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you as he smiles upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you and give you his peace, his essence, his heart, his mind, his thoughts, himself, always. Until we meet again, this is Minister Renee Ellis saying good God day to all of you. And thank you so much for listening. Enjoy this God-given day and walk victorious in all things. Amen. God bless you.